Hi guys, we have got a surprise visit from our great aunt Agnes. She's Granny's identical twin, and she's just as good at telling true Bible stories as our Granny.
But please be kind to her. She's never done this in front of anyone else before, so she might be a bit nervous.
Hey you two, I'm not nervous. I'm excited to tell you the next part of the amazing true story from the Bible. And I hope you're excited to hear it. Ready?
Only if nothing more bad happens to Joseph. I don't want it to be unfair to anymore.
I hope he gets out of prison today. Aunt Agnes, Granny said God was in charge and had a plan, and I really think he does. I am so excited!
Well, now you put it like that. Aunt Agnes, what did happen? I do really want to know.
Okay, you two. Today's true story comes from Genesis chapters 40 and 41. So, Joseph still is in prison and has been for some time. But the Lord is still with Joseph, and he is still looking after prisoners for the guard. Two of the prisoners who are in prison with Joseph are king of Egypt's chief. With Joseph are the king of Egypt's chief baker and wine taster.
Whoa, what had they done wrong, Aunt Agnes?
They had upset the king. We don't know how, but he was so angry he had sent them to prison. Anyway, one day Joseph saw that they were looking worried and miserable.
Why do you both look so worried and miserable today?
We both had dreams last night that made us worried.
And we don't know what they mean, and that makes us miserable.
In those days, dreams were very important, and sometimes God spoke to people through their dreams.
God knows what your dreams mean, and he can explain them. Tell me what your dreams are.
Joseph knew that because God was with him, he would help him know what the dreams meant.
In my dream, I saw a vine. It had three branches that grew leaves and grapes. I squeezed the grapes from the vine into the king's cup, and then I gave the cup to the king. Please tell me what this means.
The three branches are 3 days. In 3 days, the king will set you free, and you will be his wine taster again and serve him his wine.
Thank you so much.
When you are free, please remember me. Please be kind to me and tell the king about me so that I can get out of this prison. I was taken by force from my land, and I have done nothing wrong to be here.
The baker saw that Joseph gave good news to the wine taster and so told Joseph his dream.
In my dream, I saw three bread baskets on my head. The bread was for the king of Egypt, but the birds were eating the bread out of the baskets on my head. Please tell me what this means.
This is what God says it means. The three baskets are 3 days. In 3 days, the king will chop your head off and the birds will eat your body.
Oh no, is that really true?
Well, 3 days later, the king was having his birthday party and he let the wine taster go free and serve him wine again. But he had the baker killed, just as the dreams had said.
I know what happens. The wine taster now tells the king about Joseph and he is set free. Hooray, at long last.
No, things didn't happen like that because the wine taster forgot about Joseph for a whole 2 years.
2 years? You are joking, aren't you? He was stuck in prison for another 2 years.
And that wine taster forgot about him, even though he told them what his dreams were. So how did he get out of prison, Aunt Agnes?
Well, 2 years later, The king had a dream. Well, two dreams, in fact. A double dream. He asked all his officials what his dreams meant, but no one could tell him. They didn't know. Then the wine taster remembered Joseph.
Your Highness, I'm so sorry, but I completely forgot to tell you about a man who explained my dream 2 years ago. He's in your prison. His name is Joseph.
Let me see this man. Now!
Joseph was brought to the king. Well, after he had a wash and a shave.
I have had a dream, and I am told that you can explain dreams.
I cannot tell you what your dreams mean, but my God can. He will tell me what your dreams mean.
I was standing by the river when I saw seven fat and beautiful cows come out of the river and eat the grass. Then seven more cows came out of the river, but these cows were thin and ugly, the worst looking cows I've ever seen. Then the thin and ugly cows ate the fat cows. But after they had eaten them, no one could tell that they had eaten them. They looked just as thin and ugly as they did in the beginning. I also had another dream. There were seven full and good heads of grain growing on one stalk. Then seven more heads of grain sprang up after them. But these heads were thin and ugly and had been burnt up by the hot wind. Then the thin heads ate the good heads. These are my two dreams, but none of my officials can tell me what they mean.
Your two dreams are the same. God is telling you what he is going to do. He's telling you twice. It's a double dream to make sure that you know he will do this. The seven good cows and grain stand for 7 years. And the seven thin cows and grain also stand for 7 years. The seven good cows and grain are the next 7 years, where there will be loads and loads of food in Egypt. There will be masses of food. And the seven thin cows and grain stand for the 7 years that will come after that, where there will be no food at all in Egypt. This is a famine. People will be so hungry and they will forget what it's like to have food.
God wanted to save people from starving to death, and so God was telling the king what was going to happen. He gave him two dreams to show that this really was going to happen and that it would happen soon. God was with Joseph, and so Joseph told the king how to save the people from starving to death. Joseph told the king that they would need to store grain during the 7 years when there was loads of food, and so when there was no food, they could give grain to the people so that people would be saved from death.
God has shown you all this? There is no one as wise or as understanding as you are. I need a man to organize this and make sure it all happens. The man for the job is you.
So the king made Joseph prime minister. He put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt so that people could be saved from death. No one was more important than Joseph. Apart from the king. The king gave Joseph special clothes that said how important he was. He gave him chariots and anything he wanted. All the people bowed down to Joseph.
Hey, didn't Joseph have a dream that one day he would be really important and people would bow down to him?
Yeah, he did, but I think it was his brothers that would bow down. Well, that's still not going to happen, is it?
Wait and see, Hamish. But as you can see, God is still in charge of everything that happened to Joseph. And now Joseph is out of prison and has been raised up to be Prime Minister of Egypt.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Now that is cool.
Yeah, but what does that mean for us?
Well, Alistair will be telling us more about it later. And also how Jesus is even better than Joseph. Well, it's been lovely to meet you all, but goodbye for now, boys and girls.
Bye, boys and girls. Bye, boys and girls. It's been lovely to see you. Bye, have a good day.
Oh,